This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are trying to find Boston's best accent. It is called Townie Madness.
Costin and Kennedy's Townie Madness is halfway over already, kid.
I swear, I wish the Pike moved that fast. Anyways, the accent at 8 have been revealed, and now it's your job to vote. So to quote the greatest coach of all time, do your job. Just go to mix1041.com, listen to all of these friggin' townies we got left in the competition, and then vote. It's that easy. You don't even have to cut the sleeves off of your hoodie or nothing. It's Costin and Kennedy's Townie Madness, kid.
All right. It is time to announce the accented eight. We have narrowed it down and also had to make a little bit of a change because we had a couple of people who dropped out. We'll explain that in just a moment. We're going to meet our first accented eight. This is Mark from Revere. We've given them again another sentence to say. They're all going to say the exact same sentence.
I carefully curated another very Bostonian sentence.
This is a really good one. Take a listen to Mark from Revere.
What's up? It's Mark from Revere.
Carson, get this, kid. You know Harper, my ex? She wanted us to move to Connecticut. Connecticut, New York's stepbrother. I told her she'd no sooner catch me doing the butterfly in the Charles. I let her know I'd be drinking that dirty water before I moved there. If she's bored or antsy, we can pack the car and head to Barnstable for the weekend. But the farthest I'm moving from Revere is Charlestown. Carson, call me back. It's Mark.
Mark made that one his own a little bit, and I'm here for it.
A lot of people did, and I'm glad.
Yeah, put your personality into it.
And Mark will be competing against David from Dorchester.
Hey, Carson and Kennedy, this is David from Dorchester. Get this, kid. My ex wanted us to move to Connecticut. I told her you sooner catch me skinny dipping in the Charles doing butterfly strokes in that dirty water before I move there. We can pack the car and head to the Cape for a week, and if you're antsy, but the farthest I'm moving to is Charlestown.
So good.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
That's going to be a tough bracket.
Mark from Revere maybe got the most votes in the first round. He was up there.
He sure did.
He did really well.
He's a contender.
All right, moving on next. In the next bracket, we have Michelle from Dracut versus Michaela from Boston. This is Michelle from Dracut.
Hey, Carson and Kennedy. It's Michelle Baker from Dracut. Get this, kid. My ex wanted us to move to Connecticut. I was like, you'd sooner catch me skinny dipping in that Charles River, doing butterfly strokes in that dirty water before I moved there. Connecticut? We can pack the car and head to the Cape for the weekend if you're antsy, but the farthest I'm moving is Charlestown. Can you imagine me in Connecticut? Never.
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 Okay, so I swear.
That was Michelle from Dracut up against Michaela from Boston.
Hey, Carson and Kennedy. This is Michaela from Boston.
Get this, kid. My ex wanted us to move to Connecticut. I told him, you'd sooner catch me skinny dipping in the Charles doing butterfly strokes in that dirty water before I move there. We can pack the car and head to the Cape for a weekend if you're antsy, but the farthest I'm moving is Charlestown.
Dan, it's a great sentence you wrote.
It really is. It ticks all the boxes.
It's my Good Will Hunting. I'm going to win best screenplay.
Okay, so we've had Mark from Revere versus David from Dorchester, Michelle from Dracut versus Michaela from Boston. Now, in this next bracket, here is Tracy from Dracut.
Hey, Carson and Kennedy. This is Tracy from New Bedford. Get this, kid. My ex wanted us to move to Connecticut. Connecticut. I know, right? I told him, you'd sooner catch me skinny dipping in the Charles, doing butterfly strokes in that wicked dirty water before I'd move there. I mean, listen, we can pack the car and head to the Cape for maybe a weekend if you're feeling a little antsy, But the farthest I'm moving is Charleston.
All right. Did she say Charleston?
Charleston. We're moving to South Carolina.
What happened? Tracy from New Bedford. Sorry if I said from a different town. She did make that mistake. That could cost you.
It's a game of inches in the accent.
I'm just saying, that could cost you calling it Charleston instead of Charleston.
And you're personally offended because it was Charlestown. If it was any other town, you'd be like, whatever.
Whatever. It wouldn't matter. Tracy from New Bedford is competing against Donnie from Boston.
Hey, Carson and Kennedy, this is Donnie from Boston. Get this, kid. My ex wanted to move to Connecticut. I told him you'd sooner catch me skinny dipping in the Charles doing the butterfly strokes in that dirty water before I move there. We can pack up the car and head to the Cape for the weekend if you're antsy, but the farthest I'm moving is to Charlestown, kid. There ain't no broad worth moving to Connecticut for. I don't even know how to spell it.
Let me
connect, I cut, together, make Connecticut. Whatever. Sausages here.
I just love him so much.
I love him.
I just love him so much.
Donnie's That's a contender.
Donnie's a one seed. There is no doubt. Donnie's a one seed. All right. And in our last part of the bracket, this is Lisa from Easton versus Dave from Roslindale. So here is Lisa from Easton.
Hey, Carson and Kennedy. It's Lisa from Easton. Get this, kid. My ex wanted us to move to Connecticut. I told him you'd sooner catch me skinny dipping in the Charles doing butterfly strokes in that dirty water before I move there. We can pack the car and head to the Cape for a weekend if you're antsy, but the farthest I'm moving is Charlestown.
I think this is how Ben Affleck, you know, casts every local movie he films. Just record yourself. Let me hear what you sound like.
I think they should all do audiobooks.
Yes.
All right.
Or like the Calm app.
Something.
Go to sleep, kid.
Lisa from Easton will
You're
be competing,
tired.
Competing against Dave from Roslindale. So here is Dave from Roslindale.
Hey, Carson and Kennedy. This is Dave from Roslindale. Okay. Get this, kid. My ex wanted us to move to Connecticut. I told her you'd sooner catch me skinny dipping in the Charles, doing butterfly strokes in that dirty water before I moved there. We can pack up the car and head to the Cape for a weekend if you're antsy, but the farthest I'm moving is Charlestown.
Oh, let him know.
Those pipes. So who do you think it should be? Who has Boston's best accent? Towny Madness is now down to the accented eight. Go to mix1041.com. Again, mix1041.com. You can vote there. All the audio is there. You can go back and listen again just to make sure. And how long is this voting going to be open until, Kennedy?
We go through Sunday at midnight. So Monday morning, we will announce the frickin' four.
The frickin' four.
Thank you, Dan.
The frickin' four.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.